We are very disappointed this year. As you know, there's been major public campaigns in order to build awareness of international development. The Make Poverty History campaigns and the Global Call to Action Against Poverty have mobilised around 150 million people across the world. And yet this document doesn't make any new promises on aid levels, on debt cancellation, or perhaps most importantly on trade issues. In a sense, we're left where we were at the beginning of the negotiations. So it is very disappointing, especially given that this summit was billed as the summit that would review progress towards the Millennium Development Goals, which are meant to be met by 2015.
So is there anything positive that can happen over the 3 days of the summit?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, my hope is that the individual governments will make their own pledges. What we have in this outcome document is the bottom line. It's the lowest common denominator. Now, each individual country will have their 4 minutes to stand up and to make pledges and to make promises. And our hope is that the governments will see this as a kind of beauty contest where they have to compete to have positive initiatives or new pledges. So we have very little information on what those new pledges will be, but to me, that's where we have to look to now, so that there will be some kind of positive outcome from the summit.